brethren's real talk live, always expressing the real. Ain't no sugarcoating, that's not how he is. Only discussing topics that can help change your life or educate your mind to all new heights. And straight and light on entrepreneurs that's on the ride. This is brethren's real talk live, giving back is how we ride. For the people, for the community, for the society, for the voices, for the unknown issues that be going down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. When you hear this music, you know some real topics dropping down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. Time to tune in and unwind, yeah.
What's up with it? DFW Metroplex, surrounding cities, all the states, United States, and all the countries across the world. That's right. Braylon's Real Talk Live, back again with another one. We got some hot topics for you tonight, and we're going to give them to you straight. But let's get into these announcements. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, or if you have topics you want us to discuss, simply email the show at brealtalklive@yahoo.com, or you can hit up the show on Facebook, which is at @realtalklivedtx, and on Instagram at @brealtalklive. Also, any businesses out there that would like to advertise their business on the show, we have a radio spot commercial service where we do 1 minute, 3 minute, or 5 minute increment advertisements. So if you're interested in that, you can also hit up the show via the email or social media. As you know, Braylon's Real Talk Live partners with a couple of nonprofit organizations. The first nonprofit organization you can donate to is the South Cliff High School Band Booster Club, which supports the New Soul of the South Marching Band. You can donate to them via Cash App, which will be $SOC Band. You can also follow them on Instagram, which is at SOC, New Soul of the South. That's new as in the letters N and U, or on Facebook, New Soul of the South. Another nonprofit you can donate to is my own personal nonprofit organization, which is called Braylon Blair Entities, which we take care of the ignored and unanswered problems throughout the community, as well as providing a permanent plan to ending homelessness called Project Helping Hand. You can donate to Braylon Blair Entities via PayPal using the email braylonbent@yahoo.com, or on Cash App, which is $BraylonBlairENT, or you can hit the Support This Podcast button. 3 monthly options will come up, and those proceeds will go towards Braylon Blair Entities as well. You can also follow Braylon Blair Entities on Instagram at @BraylonBENT, or on Facebook, @BraylonBlairENT. The business proposal for the initiative Project Helping Hand is on the verge of being released. We just recently picked out one of the locations, well, the main location that we would like for the Project Helping Hand facility to be located at, which is between the streets 8th and 11th Street near the 8th and Corinth Station. We will pick out other locations as backup plans just in case we don't get to, you know, purchase that particular spot. We'll be rolling out fundraiser events and things of that nature pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on this platform as well as all the other social media platforms, so you can be updated on that. As you know, Braylon's Real Talk Live also supports other fellow podcasts, and those podcasts are Dim Damn Millennials, which you can catch them on YouTube under TDM Productions, or on Instagram at Them Damn Millennials, or you can follow one of the main hosts on Facebook at Bear Jackson, B-E-A-R Jackson. You can also purchase their merchandise on the website bearology.store. They also have a spinoff podcast that you can follow under the Them Damn Millennials page, which is called Sneakerland, where they discuss all the latest kicks, popular kicks, and their favorite shoes and things of that nature. So make sure to check that podcast out as well. Another podcast you can check out is the Off the Liquor podcast, which you can follow on YouTube under Emery Anderson III, or on Facebook at Emery Anderson III, or on Instagram, Emery Anderson III. Lastly, the podcast you can check out is called The Truth Be Told Flex Podcast. You can follow them on YouTube, which is Truth Be Told Flex Podcast, where they literally speak the truth and go in detail about, you know, Hebrew and Israelite knowledge. So make sure to check that out. If you would like to follow all of my entities all in one place, whether it be the podcast, Brandon's Real Talk Live, my music production company and music label, Bledger Productions, as well as the music label that Bledger Productions audio engineers for, which is Thug Angel Entertainment, or me as the artist, B Sizzle, or the nonprofit Braylon Blair Entities, you can do so by following me on Snapchat, which is at BraylonBDTX. Speaking of Bledger Productions, B Sizzle the Realist will be dropping an album either this month or next month, no later than next month. But he really is going to try to drop it for you guys this June. He's starting the summer off hot. After taking a month off, he is back working on the Realest Love album. And he will be trying to finish it up for you guys and release it on all platforms pretty soon. For now, you can check out his latest single, which is Circus, available on all streaming platforms. Far as Bledger Productions' other artist, Miss Pride, she is working on an EP. No date or month has been decided on when it will be released, but it will be released pretty soon as well. So stay on the lookout for that. You can follow B Sizzle the Realist on Facebook at B Sizzle DTX and on Instagram, B Sizzle DTX. You can follow Miss Pride, our co-host, also on Facebook at Randy Richardson. That's R-A-N-D-I Richardson. And on Instagram, Miss Pride 1. Thug Angel Entertainment will soon be dropping out new content, whether it be visuals, songs, singles, albums, etc. They're getting ready to come at you hard for this summer, so get ready for that. You can follow Thug Angel Entertainment on Facebook at TAE Music Label or on Instagram at Thug Angel ENT. Now moving on to local sports and news. I'm going to start with the sports first. You know, as we know, the Dallas Mavericks, their season had came to an end a couple weeks ago, falling short to the Los Angeles Clippers in a Game 7 showdown. And now they're dealing with a lot of front office shakeups. Longtime general manager and president of basketball operations, Donnie Nelson, they have agreed to mutually part ways, as well as longtime head coach Rick Carlisle has also agreed to resign as the Dallas Mavericks head coach. So they're on the process of looking for a GM and a head coach. They have hired on longtime Maverick Dirk Nowitzki as a special advisor to help with those hires. As far as star player Luka Doncic, he is currently back home in his country, Slovenia, playing for his national team to qualify so they can go to the Olympics that will be happening in Tokyo. They had a little pre-exhibition game against Croatia where they won. Luka Doncic hit 10 points, 17 assists in that win. Their first real game of the pre-qualification tournament will be June 30th. As far as the Texas Rangers, they fell short in their last game of the series against the Twins. They lost today with a score of 4-2. They open up a new series against the Athletics, which will be tomorrow at 7:05. And then the next game after that will be Tuesday, June 22nd at 7:05. And then the third game will be Wednesday, June 23rd at 7:05. And the last game playing the Oakland A's will be Thursday, June 24th at 1:05 p.m. In other local sports news, for those who don't know, the local track prodigy, graduate of the David W. Carter High School, Sha'Carri Richardson, is on her way to the Tokyo Olympics with her running a 10.84 in the 100-meter qualifications last night. She punched her ticket into going to the Tokyo Olympics, which is about 30 days away. So, you know, make sure y'all share some hometown support for the DFW native as she represents Dallas all the way over there in Tokyo at the Olympics. Lastly, for those who don't know, recently the police have made a big accomplishment, Dallas Police Department, where they made South Dallas, you know, particularly over there around the Fair Park grounds area, they made it a lot safer, for they cracked down and arrested a lot of individuals, some being dangerous individuals. They used about 400 or so officers, SWAT, and other law enforcement from other places to complete this feat. This investigation started in 2019, but they finally broke through and was able to make a lot of arrests. They said there still are other arrests they need to make for the ones, for some people that were not around or at the places that they, you know, raided. But, you know, just to let everyone know that South Dallas is a much more safer place because of this feat. And, you know, big props to the Dallas Police Department for accomplishing this. Other than that, let's get on with the show. Let's get ready for topic drop. All right, now it's time for topic drop. I'm here with my co-host.
It's fine.
All right, and we're finna give it to you straight on this Father's Day Sunday. All right, so first topic we're going to talk about is there's some new biotechnology advancement that can alter the mind's sense of time. And first, before I get fully into it, what biotechnology is the exploitation of biological processes for industrial and other purposes, especially the genetic manipulation of microorganisms for the production of antibiotics and hormones. Okay. I came across this story. It was an article that was released not too long ago, and it was stating that they came up with this new technology enhancement. So that way, prisoners that's in jail can serve their time quicker. Like they have some type of drug or something where the prisoner will feel like they've done 100 years, but only in a short amount of time. And I'm just like, okay, so who idea was this, and what made them come up with this? Is this a way for prisoners to get out quicker, but they're going to feel like they done the full length of the time? Or, like, I'm trying to understand the benefit. But my take on it is, like, I don't understand when you're trying to, you know, manipulate something that's, like, natural. You know, it's like you kind of starting to go under those lines of trying to play God a little bit. And I'm not kind of with that kind of thing. I understand.
Oh, my God, this world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
But what is it in their mind? Their time is spent. What?
They're trying to make it where, okay, let's say if somebody has 25 years, they'll give them the drug. So in their mind, their mind and body will feel like they've done the 25 years in jail, but really they haven't.
This is so damn stupid. Because
take your time.
So where is the rehabilitation coming from when they serve? Like, they're not learning anything. So your mind is just altered. Like, that's so stupid, because it's like, okay, they sped up the time in your mind is making you feel, but you haven't learned your lesson or learned anything. It's just like, you know how, like, people could go to jail, but when they come out after they been in there so many years, their mindset is still how it was when, sometimes, their mindset is still how it was when they went to jail.
Right, right.
Like, they haven't matured or grew up or anything.
Right.
So instead of creating all this biotechnology altering the mind and this and that, like, have a system where they're actually learning to better themselves, where they can come out and have some type of opportunities that need to be made outside once they get out, so they can get a job, because a lot of them will get jobs and everything else when they come out of jail or what the case may be. And then it's like you're altering somebody's mind where, oh, they feel like, but they're like, they need to go case by case. If you just have a drug charge, they need to let your ass out of jail. Now, molesters or murderers, rapists, like somebody like on that level, then no, they need to serve their time and to the full extent, not no altering crap.
I agree, because that's what I'm saying. When I first heard about it, I'm like, okay, like, I kind of get what they're trying to do, but then again, like, what is its purpose? Like, what is the benefit?
There is no purpose. It's just wasting money. Like, people already complain they're getting their tax dollars wasted for people who are put on life for how many ever long expensive years in jail, but you're still doing the same. You're still wasting people money with the extra stuff with a pill to pop to make you feel like you've been in jail for 25 years.
Right, like
it, get the people out that just been doing drug crime or petty crime, and make them go to work every day. Shit, that's damn near like jail in itself.
Yeah, I agree. Like, they should just come up with different programs.
Do something where you learn, how to. Because it's hard waking up every damn morning and going to somebody's business that you work under and get. You know what I'm saying?
True. True. Yeah, like, I totally agree with that. Like, I mean, they should come up with, you know, programs to actually get these people to, you know, learn their lesson and actually mature and, you know, making sure they won't do it again or whatever, because you got
like,
something.
You got to fail and pop a pill, and all of a sudden you out the next day, but it feels like you've been in that for 5 years. You ain't experienced nothing. You ain't experienced trying to keep you from getting your booty hole violated. You ain't experienced, like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all the real aspects of jail itself. Yeah, I get it. I know. Like, that's the thing. Like, okay, we're doing all these advancements in technology, and this is the best you can come up with? Like, something stupid like this? Like, really? This is it? I mean, you know, I know we're transitioning to, you know, futuristic stuff. You know, we're going to have flying cars and all this other little nice stuff, but... This little advancement here, little lab experiment or whatever you want to call it, this is the best y'all can do with the technology that we're advancing and getting and stuff like that. Like, y'all want to use it for something like this? I don't understand. Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Moving on to the next topic of the night. Can a man or woman separate their emotions from sex? And okay, I believe we like somewhat probably touched on this, you know, not fully, but probably from another topic. We kind of like probably touched on this, but, you know, someone submitted this topic, one of our listeners. And well, we're going to just break it down like this. Yes and no. Yes, because people do it all the time. This is where, you know, people choose whether what they're going to do, whether they're going to cheat, do all the dirt and all that, right? That's people, you know, separating their emotions from it. You know, they can just go sleep with a random person and wake up the next day like they've done nothing wrong. People have been doing it for years. But on the other flip side of that, no, you cannot, because little do you know, each time you do the do with someone, you know, you're getting spiritually tied to that person, okay? And that's the whole purpose of how you're only supposed to be with that one person, you know, when you actually get involved intimately and sexually with someone, you're not supposed to have all these different partners. and stuff, because a piece of them goes with you in their spirit, and it taints your spirit in a way, whether they're a bad person or not. So the fact of the matter is, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. And, you know, whether you can, you know, separate your emotions or not, it, you shouldn't be putting yourself through that. The come and go should be, okay, find somebody that's for you. Y'all click on all levels and cylinders and y'all make it work. But, you know, far as this going from place to place, just doing all this nonsense, you know, just because you can, you know, that's not the way to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I can say about that. Hopefully that answers your question that you submitted. You know, we try to really...
Repeat the question again.
Okay, the question is, can a man or woman separate their emotions from sex?
Yeah, people do it all the time.
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a yes no question.
Yeah, I mean, people do it all the time. Like,
yeah, it's been going on for years.
Do it all the time, like sex ain't sacred no more.
Right. Same thing with marriage. You know, people just marrying just because their friend
is
doing
it.
Yeah, they're doing it because of the show. You know, society has made it that way. Like, oh, just get married, girl. You know, it's fun.
That's
it's
why relationships don't last super long, because people are so easy to give it away so quick.
Right. Like, you're supposed to work towards it, build up, you know, learn
and
more.
Sex was made to have fun, but within a loving, committed type relationship.
Right. Not casually. But...
Yeah, pretty much. Because like you said, yeah, it's just spreading yourself real thin.
Yeah, and
so,
yeah.
So like, if you just happen to be young and have fun and have a bunch of partners, I mean, you share yourself spiritually. You got like a piece of yourself with 10 different people.
Right.
And 10 different people are within you.
Right. And you wonder why you have certain mood swings and act different or react to certain things differently, because you have a piece of those other people of how they will react to certain things within your spirit. And now you got to get all detoxed and cleaned out spiritually, but y'all don't even think about it. No one thinks about that part of it. They just do it and they be like, yeah, it was fun, you know, one night stand, you know, and I'm on to the next. But you keep on, it'll catch up with you. But, you know, that's just the way it is. Which brings me to our next topic of the evening. How long should a man wait to ask for sex when entering a new relationship? And you know I'm going to go all out on this one, because first of all, you shouldn't ask for it. That's just me. I mean, the way I operate, I mean, if the girl wants it, okay. But I'm not finna just be like, oh, when can we, you know, hook up, or, you know, I've been dating you for a minute. Let me, no, I'm not finna do that. Like, I operate based off what the woman wants. So, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people, it's probably different. Y'all probably don't agree with that, but hey, that's how I see it. You know, you shouldn't be asking for that. And, you know, you should do what you do in the relationship, make the woman feel special, and she'll give it up. She'll give it up. She'll give it up. Yeah.
Can I get
a name
for that, please?
Oh,
what? Can I get
a name
for that, please?
Yeah, and she'll give it up on her terms or something like that. So that's how we do that, because...
I'm so sorry.
It's all good. We know you on the road, you know, always doing something.
Oh, my God. Okay, so... I mean, you don't always have to wait on what the woman wants. Like, it's your decision as well.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, that's just how I always operated. But, you know, I mean, people just have their ways of looking at it, I guess. You know, whether they want it by a certain time or, you know. I mean.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like rushing somebody to the altar.
Kind of, sort of. In a way, if you look at it like, yeah.
No, everybody needs to do things when they're ready.
Right. And that's why it shouldn't be no pressure with it. That's why I say whenever the woman feels like giving up, that's fine by me.
I guess.
I mean, because that don't make sense. It's like, okay, you're getting into a relationship expecting it. And like, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's why you gotta tell people what you want before you want it. I mean, before, getting, I don't know.
Yeah, basically, like we explained before, probably a couple episodes back, in the courtship stage is when you're supposed to figure everything out about a person. See, what be going on, people don't be trying to build the friendship part of it. They just jump in the relationship part, and they're using the relationship.
Well, see, it's just like, remember that I was talking about the guy that I met within, like, I had to, like, lay him down easy because soon as he got my number, like, that same day, he called me, like, five different times.
Oh, see, yeah, that's not, no.
And then he was just like, oh, I have two jobs and I have a business on the side. Okay, but you're calling me constantly, and then I'm at work in the morning, and you're asking me to give you a call, like, do you have a job? Because obviously you've got a lot of free time.
Yeah, calling you that like that. That'll freak me out.
Then it just like reminded me of that song from Destiny's Child, Bugaboo, because I'm like, golly, like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to grab your attention. And then I'm just like, okay, you don't need to call.
Well, that's not a very good way of doing it.
Like, oh my God. That's why I had to tell him, like, whoever I get in a relationship with, I don't have a lot of time.
Right.
This is like, I have to do. Like, uh-huh. I have a world before. I had a world of my own before. Everybody has a world of their own before they get with somebody.
That's right.
So that's why I had to tell him beforehand, like, I don't think this could go any further because you want a lot of attention. You get with me, you're going to be disappointed because I can't give you the attention that you want.
Right.
And so you gotta take the steps necessary when you are ready.
Right.
Basically. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's fine. Give it to him straight, Ms. Fry. Give it to him straight. I mean, that's just the way it is because, like, I never liked that. You know, that's like a bad feeling. Like you're going into something, expecting something by a certain time. Everybody is built different for one. You know, you can't, like, whatever you got within your previous relationship, don't expect to get it from your new relationship. Everybody is not built the same. Everybody is not as easy as others. You know, some people have morals. Some people actually have respect for themselves and things like that. So you can't just go in like, oh, well, since I got it quick the last time, I'm going to do the same thing. No, it don't work like that. So hopefully that helps somebody out there.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic we're going to talk about is TCU freshman name change to promote inclusion. And for those who don't know the story, it came across the news not too long ago. The college that's located in Fort Worth, Texas Christian University, they changed their. They're not going to call their freshmen anymore. They're going to call them first year students or some weird, crazy name. And they were interviewing some of the students on the campus, so they can voice their thoughts about it. And they were like, they were saying all kind of crazy. So they was like, okay. They was like, we understand.
College need to use their dollars for something else more fundamental than changing the name to first year students. That's like stupid. And then the high schools, what they're going to do it to? First year students. Then what they're going to change the sophomores to? Then juniors? Then what's going to be the seniors? Like, it's so stupid. Like, everybody is so god darn hypersensitive. Like, really?
Yes, this inclusion stuff and this cancel culture.
Offended by the name of freshmen?
Right.
That's stupid.
Right, because like one of the students.
Nobody's offended by no name of freshman.
I wonder who. How did this start anyway? I really do want to know. Like, who was offended by this? I mean, we've been getting called freshmen for all these years, ever since education was created in the first place. And now all of a sudden we have a problem with it. Like, that's my
thing. I don't know, was it because it has the word man in it? I mean,
right.
So see? Like, because the word man is in it, but that's stupid.
Right. And because, I mean, man is in everything. You know, woman.
Like, you can't be that damn sensitive. Exactly. Because if you're a woman, there's a woman in there. Because let's break it down. When you, when the egg, when the sperm enters the egg.
Yes.
Everybody, there's a choice. Especially with boys. They start out as females and then they start growing into males.
Yeah, yeah, at the female. Age of six. Yep.
So not everybody understands that. So.
Yeah, this counts.
You should not be offended by the word freshman used at a college. Like, it's stupid. There's other things that money could have went to. Other things besides the damn name change.
I agree. And, like, the reactions to the students, that I was laughing because they were on it. Like, they was telling it like it was. It was especially this woman they interviewed. I think she was, like, of Asian descent. And she was like, freshman? You want to change the name freshman? She said, a lot of things have the word man in it. So, I mean, what is this supposed to? She was like, what is this supposed to do? She was like, you're going to call them a first year student. Okay, does that supposed to make them feel better about themselves? Like, she was just going in.
Changes in first year student because people always say either first year student or freshman. Oh, I'm a first year student at 6th. Oh, I'm a freshman. It's the same meaning. It was like a waste of money. Like, they could have spent that money on either like some more security on the sports or
updating textbooks.
Black student unions or Asian student unions or something.
Right, because like
something other than that.
Right, because like I get it, you know, inclusion is needed, and you know we're trying to include all people, but this is not the right. I don't feel this is really gonna change anything. Because I mean, I get it, you know, all the hypersensitiveness is out there. This cancel culture is everywhere. You know, different shows and stuff is dealing with this nonsense. You know, stuff that's been out for years, but oh, now all of a sudden we get to this particular day and age, and this particular generation, and they wanna cancel things and be like, oh well, I'm offended by that, or I'm offended by this. And stuff like that. So I don't understand like why has it come to this? Why has it come to, you know, we're changing stuff that never needed to be messed with in the first place?
It's just like It's just like one time this white lady was like, oh, is it okay if I tell you, you know, you look so nice or your outfit is so cute? And I'm like, you have to ask me if that's okay. And then I was like, well, you know, everybody, you know, they get offended. And I was like, this is what our world has come to. And it's just like at my job or whatever.
Uh-huh.
My coworker, he was like, I didn't offend. Because our other coworker, his family owns a coffee bean farm in Ethiopia.
Okay.
So he's actually like a prince, like how Coming to America was.
Right, right, right.
Okay. So I had already made a joke to my coworker because he looks dead on if she has the whitest. You see this man? You'd be like, oh my God, like he is like the splitting image. So I even told him that. I was like, I'm going to start calling you little Nipsey because you look dead on him. And he was like, yeah, he was like, and he named like the Ethiopian culture, I guess, or the ethnic culture. He was like, yeah, we have the same like skin color and the same like nose and eyes or whatever, the features or
right.
whatever.
Right, right, right.
And so, my other coworker, who's Caucasian, he was like, yeah, he's a real prince, like Coming to America, blah, blah, or no, he's like the real prince of like Wakanda for real, like that. But my coworker came back to me and he was like, did I offend him? And I was like, no, like that's not offensive because even our other coworker like laughed about it.
Right, right.
So, like, real, like, dead ass, like, that's how his life is.
Yeah, like, real talk. Yeah, it ain't. Yeah, it's the, like, it's the truth.
Like, and it's so sad, like, people can't joke with people anymore. Like, we can't do anything.
Right, it's like, yeah, you can't. It's like, there's been, like, this whole invisible line that's been created, and now you got to make sure you stay on the right side of the line, or it's going to be a problem. And
yeah, like, and then, like, yeah, like, coworkers are all, like, heck to do friends or whatever, so it's like, can't even joke anymore with anybody about anything.
Right.
Like, it's super, too serious.
Yeah, without somebody going off the rails or feeling some type of way, like, for, yeah, because, like, with the lady, you know how she had to ask you, like, it done got to the point where we have to ask people, did that offend you, or is it okay if I give you a compliment? Like, what is really going on here?
That's Trump for you. You made it that way.
Yep, yep. Yeah, 4 years of all that nonsense, I see. Because, I mean, just saying any, I mean, you can't give nobody a compliment no more? Like, what?
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
I don't know, man. This world here, society is just all jacked up. I mean, just pray and do what you need to do as an individual. And I mean, that's all we can really do at this point, because stuff is just all out of sorts. And, you know, we just dealing with it more and more. And, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, when you have to bring a child up through this kind of stuff, too. And it's just not.
It's, right.
I don't know.
It's
what,
already bad enough that blacks and Latinos got to already teach our sons what and what not to do if a police officer stops them.
Right. See, that never wasn't a thing at first. But now it is, like, it's like mandatory now. And then they got the whole situation about. Well, I'm finna get into the next topic. They want to, you know, stop certain education. They don't want to teach about certain stuff, you know, and it's just a lot going on. You know, this.
But what do they not want to teach about?
Okay, so, you know, with Juneteenth now, you know, it's the next topic we're talking about. Juneteenth's now a federal holiday. They in like 15 states, I don't know the states by, you know, name exactly, but there's 15 states trying to ban the teaching of, you know, the teaching about Juneteenth and other, you know, racism type matters and stuff like that. They're trying to ban it from the education curriculum altogether.
Why?
That,
what was their reason?
I guess because it became a federal holiday, or they was trying to do it before it became a federal. I don't know the full.
It ain't really no federal holiday, because whenever it lands on Monday, we ain't going to get that day off. So what's the problem?
I don't know.
I
don't know, but yeah.
And that's a part of our history. Don't try to change it now, because y'all are messed up. I don't understand it.
Yeah, see, but that's been going on for years. You know, if you just look at the books, I mean, this when they do talk about the civil rights and all that part, it's pretty short. It's like, okay, they teach
you. Is it Texas that wants to ban it? Because they're the ones that waited 2 years after the fact that slaves were free.
Exactly, free. Right? Yeah, the troops had to come to Galveston 2 years after the fact and let the slaves know that they were. Yeah, I know. I believe Texas is probably one of the states, because, you know, Texas is a red state for all these so years, and they're doing all this crazy stuff, especially the current governor with all his crazy Trump-like, you know, laws and stuff going on. But
especially about the poor kids, the
immigrants.
Yes, how like certain daycares can't help them anymore. Like, they have to go back,
right,
to the holding facilities.
Right, right.
Like, there, it's like the world is trying to abolish empathy. And
yeah, like, you know, if you're
people,
yeah, just caring about people period, because it's like, oh, if you're a certain type of individual, ethnicity or whatever, we can't treat you right because you're this particular ethnicity, we don't want you here, or and all of this nonsense. I'm just like, where's all this coming from? Like, why can't everybody just get along? Like, it doesn't matter what their culture is or where they come from and all of that. A person is still a person, you know. Before it all got all separated, I mean, the one thing was on earth was, you know, the human race. That's what it is. you know, everybody's human, regardless of skin color, culture, background, country, or whatever. But now it's just like, oh, everybody just been going at each other's necks. And like, this is how I feel about this person. But you don't even know this person. You just know of them, of their culture or whatever. You just have some type of animosity and negative energy towards these people for what, you know? Like, it makes no sense. And then the whole thing with the, you don't want to teach about certain stuff because it sheds light on how a certain race was towards another race. I mean, it has to be told. I mean, don't try to cover it up now and hide it and stuff with the new generation coming up, trying to shield it off where like, oh, well, we were always nice. And no, don't be trying to change it. You know, what's wrong is wrong and right is right. And what was done back then, you know.
History, like, at the end of the day, history is history. We all learn from it, and then we all make changes. Learning the history is about making the changes.
Exactly. And, you know, and you got some people here, you know, they want to keep things the same because, you know, they just stuck in their ways, but it's just, that's just the way it
and
is.
First of all, like, the American dream wasn't to forget about what happened in history and... You know what I mean? And not learn from it. The American dream was for people to come here to be a big melting pot and have their own interpretation about how the American dream is and put their own spin on things and learn from different cultures so we can be united as one. Because God made us to love our sisters and brothers, point blank, period.
Yeah. That's facts. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Ain't it called the United States? But we're not acting so united, are we? I mean, like...
Not at all.
Like, it don't make no sense. And then, you know, I can go all in deep into that, you know, with the how the name even started in the first place. It's really kind of built on a lie. You know, the whole United States name and all that. You know, this whole corporation stuff. But that's a whole another a whole another thing to unravel. But yeah. It's just like, it just don't make no sense how people are or how people trying to be. And, you know, things are just really jacked up. And like, it's to the point now you have to just like learn things for yourself. Like you can't rely on what's around. You have to actually go find things, go into detail and really get a better understanding of it for yourself as an individual versus, you know, just going through the motions of the education network or what you hear on TV and things like that. Cause a lot of
then
stuff.
You got to research, pick up a book, like reading the rainbow. Pick up a book.
Yep.
You got to travel just to see for yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, going by
people can teach and tell you a whole bunch of things, but some stuff you have to experience and witness yourself to get. I mean, we're brought up to learn right from wrong.
Right.
And when we get grown from those right and wrong lessons, whether we get taught the wrong things or the right things, but we grow up so we can have a voice and voice our own opinions and make our own choices when we get older.
Right, because
and experience stuff for ourselves. So abolishing the whole history about slavery and Juneteenth. I mean, just live in the truth and learn from it.
Yeah. Point blank, period. Because, yeah, like, it was some lady, I think her name was Candace Owens or something. They're all mad at her for the statement she made, which were they were dumb. She really didn't know what she was talking about. She was saying that... Hold on. Okay, there we go. Yeah, she was saying that... you know, Juneteenth is a joke and stuff, and she was just saying Democrats are just trying to do some type of different segregation. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what? She's a black lady, supposedly.
I'm the one that nobody likes.
Yeah, well, she's one of the ones, yeah, because she ain't the only one, you know. You got her, and then
I was getting her mixed up with that, the one mixed up with the Holocaust.
Right, yeah, that other chick, I know, but yeah, her, she's one of them too, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's who it was, and everybody was like, really? Like, okay, we understand people have their opinions about things, but at least know what you're talking about before you say something, you know?
Yeah, you can't say history is a joke if it happens.
Yeah.
No, nobody's laughing.
Right. Like, she made it seem like, oh, they just made it up. Like, it didn't exist or it didn't happen. They just created it just to create it. Like, that's how she was looking at it. I'm just like, see, this is why stuff is jacked up. See, the wrong people is in these little politicianal type positions that don't need to be in these politician type positions. And, you know, they be in these seats for all these years and they're stuck in their ways and they want stuff to go a certain way, you know, based off their personal feelings rather than, you know, basing it off what's better for the American people. And it's just, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that pretty much wraps up this evening's show. Hope you enjoyed tonight's topics. Stay tuned for the outro. All right. Hope you enjoyed tonight's topics. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, or if you have topics you want us to discuss, simply email the show at brealtalklive@yahoo.com or DM the show on Facebook, which is at @realtalklivedtx, or on Instagram at @brealtalklive. Also, any businesses out there that want to advertise their business on the show, you can do so because we have a radio spot commercial service. And you can take advantage of that by hitting up the show via the email and on social media as well. Also, donate to our partnering nonprofit organization, Braylon Blunt Entities. You can do so via PayPal using the email BraylonBENT@yahoo.com, or you can use Cash App, which is $BraylonBlairENT. Your support is greatly appreciated.
If you're looking for your resume to be revamped or you're looking for that perfect job, hit me up at Randy, R-A-N-D-I, Richardson, resume writer on Facebook.
Yep. Or you can go to the Braylon's Real Talk Live Instagram page, hit the link in the bio, and it will be in that Linktree link as well. Other than that, that's all I have. Make sure to catch us next time, which will be July 11th. We won't do a show on the 4th of July. So the next episode will be July 11th. Peace. Oh, wait, no. As we always look forward to expressing the real. Peace.